Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words. And now, here's Monsignor Sossaman.
A friend of mine is a Filipino priest working in the Philippines, Father Herman Upsede. I met him when we were a young priest in Rome, both studying canon law. We were the only English speakers in our program, so that initially brought us together. Then I got to know him better. He is a priest of a religious community called the Rogationist. That comes from a Latin word meaning harvester, and so their work is to beg the harvest master to send laborers to the harvest. Our Lord has rewarded them with abundant vocations, and their work has spread throughout the Philippines, following our Lord, bringing people closer to Him, harvesting abundant souls for the Church and for heaven. Father Herman's community helps in the harvest our Lord speaks about in the Gospel today. We know that Jesus spoke in parables so He could get the message across, but sometimes you have to think about what He is saying. Our Lord today speaks about the sowing of seeds, some of it on rocky ground, some of it on pathways, some of it on fine ground. We read His words in St. Matthew, quote, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." Unquote. Remember, this is a parable, though, so our Lord's words refer not just to the story, but to a deeper reality, in this case, to the heavenly reality. In St. Matthew, our Lord then explains the words of the parable to His closest disciples. He says, quote, "The seed on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Unquote. Our Lord constantly reminds us in Scriptures and reminds us through the Church that He provides all of the means necessary for salvation, and that those who wish to hear do hear and come to Him. We can easily apply our Lord's words to our own time and place. Certainly, the United States of America has been imbued with a Judeo-Christian ethic, and in our Western civilization, we practically have to combat the word of the Lord not to hear it in many times, in many places. We do have to be aware of false prophets, though, who will do all they can to lead us astray. This is perhaps even more true in this age of the internet rumor. So people hearing the proper teaching, but turn away from it because they do not understand it. The word of God, remaining faithful to Jesus, is at times a chore. So there are some who receive the word with joy, as our Lord teaches, but who turn away from Him and His Church because of some difficulty, because they are persecuted or questioned by their family or friends, or who are lured away by worldly temptation. Through the years, I have talked to so many people who have been led astray, or have been tempted not to follow the path of conversion because of the importuning of their friends or relatives. The ones who have remained faithful, while recognizing the great sacrifices, follow our Lord with great joy. Sometimes we allow ourselves to become prepared to receive the Word of God, serving as rich soil when His Word should come to us. Our Lord promises us a great harvest for those whose hearts and minds remain good soil, dedicated to Him, ready to follow Him in the great adventure of those who are faithful. We might look around at ourselves and our neighbors to see those who might be represented by this parable. We all have friends who have been led astray, sometimes into extreme positions, or so they misunderstand our Lord's words or His direction in their lives. We know people excited to come to church on Christmas and Easter or for baptism, who then fall away into the doldrums of faith and are lost to the Church for most of the year. We also note, sadly, the presence in our community of those who, although raised perhaps in the faith, have pursued wealth or creature comforts with abandon, and who obviously lack the joy which should be ours as Christians. Pray for them. Pray that they may be brought to the harvest. Father Herman's religious community, the Rogationists, stand by ready to receive the harvest of souls for Christ. We pray that as we remain faithful, the hearts of many in our community will be touched by the Holy Spirit, that they may be revived in faith and be amongst that harvest one day of those who are 100 or 60 or 30-fold. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Soseman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.